I'd like now to welcome Penny Sinone. She's a writer and actress, and she will be performing her autobiographical one-woman show, which is called Leftovers, Dirty Panties, Bones, and Fish Sauce, on Friday, February 20th at the Rail Yard Performance Center here in Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So this is a show about your life, your childhood, parents, crazy clients, working, death, all these things. How do you, looking at a life fully lived, how do you select and decide what you're going to put in a performance like this?
Well, this is the first that I've, this is actually my first public performance. And I didn't really select this piece. I had been working on a piece about conscious aging, and I had been telling some stories to the director, and after talking about the stories, it just worked its way in.
And so...
So it wasn't as though I said, okay, I'm going to do this autobiographical piece. No, it started off I actually started with a piece called Chops, and it's about elderly people and dentures and a lot of other things. But then this came up and it started writing itself.
Interesting.
Yes, and then I threw in a couple current pieces instead of keeping it way back when. Yes,
it's interesting because I haven't seen, often I will go to a rehearsal of somebody who's going to be on the show and just see how they're doing it, and this time I just got a chance to read the script and I haven't seen you perform it, and it's very interesting because a script for a spoken show reads so differently than a short story about the same material. You're really writing it to be spoken.
Yeah, it's. I did an awful lot of cutting, because I realized during the process that's what happens. It's different when you're telling a story. It's, and I said this and she said that, or this happened and that happened. And it's very different than writing it for a magazine or.
So when you say you did a lot of cutting, how do you? I mean, that's I guess just part of the craft, is knowing what's really essential to the story and what.
Oh, it was huge for me because I had never done anything like this before. But after a while, I started calling myself the hacking queen because I would look at it and then I would start telling the story and I would realize that, oh my goodness, I don't need this line, I don't need that line. And, you know, I might be thinking it or later, but it's just so much different telling it. Like I'm talking with you now. You know, it's a big difference.
Some of the material is very funny, and it's about, for example, a gig you had as a server where you served the sauce instead of the soup.
Oh, and I don't want to give it away.
Yeah,
too,
right. Well, whatever. It's absurd. But the point is the madness of working for crazy clients. And then you go straight from that into some very difficult childhood memories. And then to relationship with your mother, with your sister. First, where are you from?
I'm from South Jersey.
And so what was it like growing up for you? You're part of a big family.
A big family. There were six of us. Well, and my mother and my father.
And did you keep any kind of journals, or when you look back on that part of your life, how are you remembering?
Yeah, well, a lot of it I remember. I also have journals dating back from 1964. And so, every once in a while, it's fun because I go back and I look at things then, and it's just like when you're in high school and you're crying over a boyfriend and somebody laughs, somebody older laughs and says, oh, I'm sorry, honey, you're so upset, but believe me, in 3 years from now, you'll look at that person and you'll say, oh, God, I was crying over them. So it's sort of the same thing.
When you look at old material diaries.
Yes, I look back now and I get hysterical and I laugh and I say, oh, my goodness, I can't believe I thought that. And then other times I look and I say, did I write that? Jesus. And then I'm not sure, but then I know it's me because who else would want to write in my book.
And then, and it's probably in your handwriting, but then there's probably moments, I would imagine, where you look back and say, boy, I'm dealing with the same material now and the same problems now that I dealt with when I was 15.
Exactly. There's a lot of things that just keep, because becoming leftover. Doesn't matter how old you are. You're in fourth grade, and someone's making fun of another kid in school, and you're looking, and you're just horrified, and you're feeling really sad, and you're upset about it. And then here you are 30, 40 years later, and you can be anywhere, in you know, work situation, a school situation, a home situation, and it's the same thing, and you think, God, you know, is this still going on?
Would you like to read a section from the performance that you'll be doing on Friday night?
Sure.
We're talking to Penny Sinone, by the way, and her performance is on this Friday night at the Rail Yard Performance Center. There's also going to be performances the next night and the following weekend.
Okay, how about, here's a scene from, it's from the opening monologue, and it's a eulogy that my younger sister Kathy gave at my mother's service in Philadelphia. So maybe I'll just read this, maybe like this. Is that all right? Okay. And this is my sister Kathy talking.
Okay.
Now, I got to tell you all about Wednesday because it was so like Mommy. You see, every day I call her right around 11:30 because that's when I take my break at the hospital. The girls around me, they get an earful because I never know what Mommy's going to say. So Wednesday, I called Mommy. I said, Mommy, what you doing? She said, nothing. I said, okay, what's going on, Miss Nothing? She said, I'm naked. I said, Mommy, you're naked, you're naked. What you mean you're naked? And I'm naked, butt naked. Mommy, I said, you can't be butt naked. Yes, I am, and I'm staying butt naked all day long. Mommy, you can't be naked. You're in a nursing home. So? But, Mommy, supposing someone sees you. Well, I suppose they'll see what they see. Mommy, people coming and going all day long in that nursing home. You just can't lie there naked. Oh, yes, I can. I'm 84 years old, and I can do whatever I want.
Penny Sinone. Now, is that how your actual
yes.
sister speaks?
Yes, it is. She always says, it's been a joke with her and I for the last couple of years, that she'll say, Mommy drives me crazy. She's saying, I don't know where that voice came from, but I keep telling her, Mommy, I've been around color all my life.
She doesn't sound like a Jersey girl, let's put it that way.
No, she does not. No, she lives in Philadelphia, but you know, she's been around people of color since she was about 14 or 15 years old, and so she's taken that on, or that whole feeling is just, it's just a part of who she is,
and that's part of your family and part of the performance.
Oh yes, my family's like the United Nations.
Now, one of the things that you have been doing is searching to expand for yourself and others the meaning of the word value.
Yes.
Tell us more about that.
I've been using trash as the fulcrum from this ongoing dialogue that I have, because
trash is what you throw out, so in theory it has no value.
Yes, but in theory it has no value. But you take a piece of trash that someone calls trash and they've tossed it, and you take it and you make it yours, and then, no, all of a sudden it has a value. That person wants it back. And I did a little experiment, and this was like years ago, with this group that we meet for the purpose of dialogue. They're called the Square Circle, and so we meet and we have these great conversations and dialogues about just about anything. A lot of times, things we know nothing about. And so I did a presentation. And what I did was I went to different places where each person in the group either lived or they worked. And I took something from that place. I put it all in a trash bag. And so I remember, because we met at the Palace restaurant, and we all sat around the table, and so it was my turn to give a presentation. And so I said I'd been searching for the definition of a trash for years and years and years. And so I created this big story, and then I started to pull things out of the bag. And none of the individuals in the group had known that I had visited where they had worked, and I mean, it was hysterical.
What were some of the items?
Oh, some of the items. Well, you remember Ernie Mills?
Yeah.
Okay, so I had gone to the press room where Ernie Mills had worked, and I had found a, I don't know what it was. It looks a little piece of equipment, but it was definitely something that came from his place. And he looked at that, and he said, where did that come from? And everybody started laughing, and I said, oh, I found it. And I mean, that was just one of the things. And
right.
I went to Brother Don Mouton's office. I went to Stan Evans' office. Quite a few people. And I took things like one at Stan's, I recall, there was a book that he had that it, I guess it had fallen on the floor, and it was quite a valuable book. And I said, I found it. It was in the trash. And Mouton, I took things out of his trash can because he had thrown them away, and they were personal things, and some of them were student notes. And the whole conversation went from, where did you get that, to, well, I have to have it back. And then the question became, well, whether or not did I have to give it back?
Right.
And it was, well, you took it, but it all went back to the same thing. You threw it away.
Right. And what, you know, is valuable to you and what isn't.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And how can, and I've never been able to understand this, how can something start off having value and no longer have any value? When everything continuously changes and it becomes a part of something else. And so for me, everything has value.
There's a piece in a section of your performance where a landlord tells you to go clean this house and throw everything in it away. And there you are looking at this stuff. And even I, the reader, and presumably the audience, is saying, no, don't throw that out.
I was overwhelmed with that. Yeah. Because that was from an actual cleaning job, and there were just beautiful things. I mean, children's dresses and men's clothing and little boys, you know, a uniform, and I not to give away the whole
right.
the whole performance, but it was like, and I see that every day. So many times people just throw things out, and they say, well, they no longer have any value because they can't use it.
Penny Sinone is a writer and actress, and her performance is called Leftovers, Dirty Panties, Bones, and Fish Sauce, directed by Tanya Taylor Rubinstein. And she's the one who does Project Life Stories, which we've featured on this show in the past. And the performance on Friday, February 20th, which is at 7:30 at the Rail Yard Performance Center, is going to partly benefit Las Cumbres Community Services, which is a local nonprofit organization. And then you will also, Penny, be performing the following days, Saturday, and then the following Friday and Saturday, always at the Rail Yard Performance
Center.
Yes,
and at 7:30.
At 7:30 in the evening. I want to thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to KSFR.